Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Top Stories, I am Andy Zaltzman. Now, Donald Trump's presidency was a gift of sorts, to the Bugle, at least. He took from America and humanity, but at least he did give material to people like us. And his reaction to events in Virginia in August 2017 just could not be ignored. For Bugle issue 4039, live at the Edinburgh Festival, I was joined by Alice Fraser.
Top story this week, we are still here! We are still here. But you seem to greet that with the same level of enthusiasm as the military excesses of Nikephoros Phokas. There has been no global conflagration, no thermonuclear festival of boom death, no destruction of our species, planet, and everything we hold dear, information correct, at the time of recording. Good news for me, because there's a test match starting tomorrow. Alice, are you pleased that the world did not end over the last 7 days?
Well, I've been at the Edinburgh Fringe, so usually about an hour before my show, I'm wishing it would all explode.
So Guam is still calm. Kim Jong-un is not about to storm Santa Monica Beach in LA out of a decommissioned 1960s Soviet inflatable dinghy, which is, I think, the extent of the North Korean Navy base. If the world gets beaten by Kim Jong-un, we need to take a long f***ing hard bath with ourselves as a species. And part of the reason for Armageddon avoidance this week is because Donald Trump, God rest his soul, if it ever existed, which is looking unlikely, has been rather preoccupied this week. He spent the week firing not physical rockets at Pyongyang, but metaphorical rockets at the smouldering wreckage of his own presidency, while strafing the concept of presidential dignity with his trademark rotary cannon of and blasting the last traces of hope from the soul of sensible America with his thermobaric penis bomb of cantankerous quackery. I've no idea if that even makes sense, but it felt good to say it. Alice, have you enjoyed Trump's action this week?
Yes, I have. He inflamed tension after this rally with the white nationalists in Virginia by saying both sides were to blame for the violence. His statements were condemned by some Republican leaders and praised by white supremacists. Before he was sulkily forced by public pressure to admit that Nazis are probably not good, and then he plugged his golf course. Former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke applauded Trump for his honesty and courage, and Richard Spencer, the head of a white nationalist group and famous punch in the face on live TV receiver, wrote on Twitter that he was proud of Trump, which that's like getting your cheeks pinched by an elderly relative whose hands are covered in human feces and is also a violent racist.
How much empirical research did you do for that line, Alice?
Too much. Too much.
Look, I mean, on the one hand, it is you do conjure up some really horrific images. It's understandable from Trump's point of view. We live in a very sensitive world, and he didn't want to be accused of perpetrator blaming. That's the Yeah, the PC Brigade would be all over him if he starts blaming, hinting that the people responsible for something terrible happening to other people are in any way responsible for what they themselves actively did. You know how the media reacts these days. But eventually he did, as Alice said, tell the far-right shysticles they had been a bit naughty. But it was not the most convincing of criticisms. It was about as convincing as an 8-year-old boy forced to say sorry for stealing his sister's last fish finger. And I have researched this. And saying, I'm really sorry, whilst eating the fish finger. And obviously reading off an auto cue. We do keep an auto cue in the kitchen just for such moments. I mean, the words looked okay on paper, but he didn't exactly give it the full Marlon Brando get in character and say, like, a minute. But he it didn't last. And he was basically back yesterday to blaming both sides. And to be fair to him, that makes him 50% right, which is way more right than he usually is.
Yeah, usually, yeah. I mean, I enjoyed the fact that the white supremacists were carrying tiki torches like a dorky advertisement for a garden furniture warehouse. They're just shouting Nazi slogans at protesters and synagogues and presumably passing birds that looked foreign. And Richard Trumka, who's the president of the AFL-CIO Labor Federation, he resigned from Trump's American Manufacturing Council, which, I mean, is great, but also, like, why now? Like, that's like joining a gardening group, going to the floriade, and then after 3.5 hours of looking at delicately arranged rose dioramas, suddenly storming out because you've realised you don't like mulch.
The British Prisons Minister, Sam Gyimah, said after this that Trump was losing his moral authority. Which was rather like accusing Steve Bannon of losing his sense of fun and his insatiable joie de vivre. Like accusing Lonesome George, the late former Galapagos tortoise, of losing his world pole vault record.
The only thing Bannon's ever lost is his foundation.
Or accusing Helen of Troy, the mythical ancient Greek war-provoking stunner, of losing her MacBook Air. Because, in the words of Muddy Waters, the fount of all blues truth, you can't lose what you never had. Now, this is clearly not true when it comes to the global banking sector, in which you can not only lose what you never had, but also lose what everyone else did have at the same time. But it's not true when it comes to Donald Trump's moral authority. Not everyone's been disappointed with him, though. Some people quite happy with it. In particular, he's been cheered every step of the way by the ghosts of his White House predecessors, James Buchanan, Andrew Jackson, and Warren G. Harding, as they excitedly celebrate finally being bumped down the worst presidents ever list. Do we have any white supremacists in, by the way?
Don't put your hands up.
I don't think I could ever be a white supremacist. I find it hard enough deciding whether I preferred Spanish or Italian ham. So reaching a firm conclusion on which race is superior to all the others, I think, is going to be beyond me. But I do think dogs are better than cats. But testify. Trump's reason for not coming out more strongly, more quickly, against the actions of the white supremacists was because he said he wanted to think about it and find out all the facts before commenting. Maybe it shows he can learn. But also there's a lot of hypocrisy.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
In the world, I see hypocrisy everywhere I look. For example, the art world, very hypocritical. You put a cow in formaldehyde, it's considered art. You put formaldehyde in a cow, the police become involved.
That was another Top Story. Thank you for listening. Now do pop over to the Mothership and listen to the latest Bugle podcast. It's like Top Stories, but longer and newer.
Hi, it's producer Chris from the Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.